Numbers chapter 23. Balaam said to Balak, "Build here 7 altars for me, and prepare here 7 bulls and 7 rams for me." Balak did as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bull and a ram. Balaam said to Balak, "Stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps Yahweh will come to meet me. Whatever he shows me, I will tell you." He went to a bare height. God met Balaam, and he said to him, "I have prepared the 7 altars, and I have offered up a bull and a ram on every altar." Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak." He returned to him, and behold, he was standing by his burnt offering, he and all the princes of Moab. He took up his parable and said, "From Aram has Balak brought me, the king of Moab, from the mountains of the east. Come, curse Jacob for me. Come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? How shall I defy whom Yahweh has not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him. From the hills I see him. Behold, it is a people that dwells alone, and shall not be listed among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, or count the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his." Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have blessed them altogether." He answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak that which Yahweh puts in my mouth?" Balak said to him, "Please come with me to another place where you may see them. You shall see just part of them, and shall not see them all. Curse them from there for me." He took him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered up a bull and a ram on every altar. He said to Balak, "Stand here by your burnt offering, while I meet God over there." Yahweh met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, "Return to Balak, and say this." He came to him, and behold, he was standing by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him. Balak said to him, "What has Yahweh spoken?" He took up his parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear, listen to me, you son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and he won't do it? Or has he spoken, and he won't make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I can't reverse it. He has not seen iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. Yahweh is God. Yahweh his God is with him. The shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of the wild ox. Surely there is no enchantment with Jacob, neither is there any divination with Israel. Now this shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God done? Behold, a people rises up as a lioness. As a lion he lifts himself up. He shall not lie down until he eats of the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. Balak said to Balaam, "Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all." But Balaam answered Balak, "Didn't I tell you, saying, all that Yahweh speaks, that I must do?" Balak said to Balaam, "Come now, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will please God that you may curse them for me from there." Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, that looks down on the desert. Balaam said to Balak, "Build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here." Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered up a bull and a ram on every altar. Numbers chapter 24. When Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, he didn't go, as at the other times, to use divination. But he set his face toward the wilderness. Balaam lifted up his eyes, And he saw Israel dwelling according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came on him. He took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, says, the man whose eyes are open says, he says, who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty falling down, and having his eyes open, how goodly are your tents, Jacob, and your dwelling, Israel, as valleys that are spread out, as gardens by the riverside, as aloes which Yahweh has planted, as cedar trees beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, his seas shall be in mighty waters, his king shall be higher than Agag, his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of the wild ox. He shall consume the nations, his adversaries, shall break their bones in pieces and pierce them with his arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion, as a lioness, who shall rouse him up. Everyone who blesses you is blessed. Everyone who curses you is cursed. Balak's anger burned against Balaam, and he struck his hands together. Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore, flee to your place now. I thought to promote you to a great honor, but behold, Yahweh has kept you back from honor. Balaam said to Balak, didn't I also tell your messengers whom you sent to me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I can't go beyond Yahweh's word to do either good or bad from his own mind. I will say what Yahweh says. Now behold, I go to my people. Come, I will inform you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days. He took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, says, the man whose eyes are open says, he says, who hears the words of God, knows the knowledge of the Most High, and who sees the vision of the Almighty falling down and having his eyes open. I see him, but not now. I see him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. It shall strike through the corners of Moab and crush all the sons of Seth. Edom shall be a possession. Seir, his enemy, also shall be a possession, what Israel does valiantly. Out of Jacob shall one have dominion, and shall destroy the remnant from the city. He looked at Amalek, and took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall come to destruction. He looked at the Kenite, and took up his parable and said, your dwelling place is strong, your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless, Cain shall be wasted until Asher carries you away captive. He took up his parable and said, alas, who shall live with God? Who shall live when God does this? But ships shall come from the coast of Kittim. They shall afflict Asher and shall afflict Eber. He also shall come to destruction. Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. Numbers chapter 25. Israel stayed in Shittim, and the people began to play the prostitute with the daughters of Moab. For they called the people to the sacrifices of their gods. The people ate and bowed down to their gods. Israel joined himself to Baal Beor, and Yahweh's anger burned against Israel. Yahweh said to Moses, take all the chiefs of the people and hang them up to Yahweh before the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may turn away from Israel. Moses said to the judges of Israel, everyone kill his men who have joined themselves to Baal Beor. Behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought to his brothers a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses, and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, while they were weeping at the door of the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from the middle of the congregation and took a spear in his hand. He went after the man of Israel into the pavilion and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her body. So the plague was stopped among the children of Israel. Those who died by the plague were 24,000. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, and that he was jealous with my jealousy among them, so that I didn't consume the children of Israel in my jealousy. Therefore say, Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. It shall be to him, and to his offspring after him, the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was jealous for his God, and made atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the man of Israel that was slain, who was slain with the Midianite woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of the father's house among the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman who was slain was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head of the people of a father's house in Midian. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Harass the Midianites and strike them, for they harassed you with their wiles, wherein they have deceived you in the matter of Peor, and the incident regarding Cozbi, the daughter of the prince of Midian, the sister who was slain on the day of the plague in the matter of Peor.